The Rise of American Civilization by Charles A. Beard and Mary R. Beard. In two volumes. Volume 1. The Agricultural Era. Chapter 1. England's Colonial Secret. The discovery, settlement, and expansion of America form merely one phase in the long and restless movement of mankind on the surface of the earth. When the curtain of authentic history first rose on the human scene, tribes, war bands, and armies had already seared plains and valleys with their trails and roads and launched their boats on the trackless seas. Viewed from a high point in time, the drama of the races seems to be little more than a record of migrations and shifting civilizations, with their far-reaching empires, Babylonian, Egyptian, Persian, Abyssinian, Athenian, Roman, Mongol, Turkish, and Manchu, as fleeting periods of apparent pause and concentration in the universal flow of things. It was not without some warrant, perhaps, that one of the very earliest Greek philosophers, Anaximander, more than 5 centuries before the Christian era, reached the startling conclusion that the cosmos, which he beheld with penetrating eyes, was a limitless flood, ever in motion, throwing up new forms and beings and drawing them again into its devouring immensity according to the law of destiny, whirling worlds, swaying tides, growing crops, wandering herds, puny man and his little systems erected proudly for a day against eternity, being but symbols of an unchanging force, the essence of all reality. Conceived even in terms of modern mathematics, a purely mechanistic philosophy is engaging in its simplicity, but we are warned by one recent historian, Henry Adams, that mere motion cannot account for direction or for the problems of vital energy, and by another, Oswald Spengler, that there is an organic logic, an instinctive, dream-sure logic of all existence, as opposed to the logic of the inorganic, the logic of understanding and of things understood, a logic of direction as against a logic of extension. More than 2,000 years after Anaximander, in the 19th century, the German philosopher Hegel, seeking the solution to the endless changes of history, came to the conclusion.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?